Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Weekend Edition for Saturday, June 17th, 2023. Seasonal trends send Midland unemployment to 2.6%. Texas Workforce Commission official: we have a strong economy, and it shows in the labor market. Unemployment took a seasonal jump in May, boosted by the end of the school year and the resulting end of some contract jobs at Texas schools. The Texas Workforce Commission said Friday those seasonal trends sent the Midland Metropolitan Statistical Area, MSA, which includes Midland and Martin counties, unemployment rate to 2.6% from 2.3% in April. Still, the rate is below the 2.8% reported last May. Midland continues to report the state's lowest unemployment, ahead of Amarillo and College Station Bryan at 3.2% each, and Lubbock and Odessa with 3.4% each. Quote, "That will probably be Midland's trademark for a while," end quote, Willie Taylor, chief executive officer of the Commission's Workforce Solutions Permian Basin office, told the Reporter Telegram in a telephone interview. Though Midland and Odessa joined other Texas MSAs in seeing a seasonal increase in unemployment, Taylor said the region is on target to returning to pre-pandemic levels. The region is a job seeker's market, he said, which is serving as a magnet to attract new residents. Quote, "Now hiring," end quote, signs continue to go up throughout the region, and there isn't enough population to fill the openings, he said. Taylor pointed to efforts to fill jobs, specifically a partnership between his office and the Midland Development Corp, to fund a state grant to train truck drivers. Quote, if you look around the state, that's on everyone's list, end quote, Taylor said. They are especially in demand in this energy-dominated region, he added. Board members tell him not only do they need workers with commercial driver's licenses, but there are openings for electricians, educators, and more. The good news is, he said, there is a strong enrollment in the area's training programs, and a number of companies are taking advantage of skill development grants to upskill or reskill their workers. Quote, "We have a strong economy, and it shows in the labor market," end quote, he said. Midland's labor force took a seasonal dip to 113,648 from 114,071 in April, but is still 5,800 above the 107,854 counted last May, and still near record highs, according to Taylor. The number of employed Midlanders also took a dip to 110,652 from 111,434 in April, but more than 5,800 more than the 104,804 at work last May. The number of unemployed Midlanders jumped by about 300 to 2,996 from 2,637 in April, and is just slightly ahead of the 3,050 unemployed a year ago. Midland added 400 jobs from April to May for a total non-farm job count of 119,600. The mining, logging, and construction sector led with 400 new jobs, and the leisure and hospitality sector added 100 jobs. The government sector lost 100 jobs while all other sectors were unchanged. For the 12 months from May 2022 to May 2023, Midland added 8,600 jobs for a job growth rate of 7.7%. The area's dominant mining, logging, and construction sector led with 4,900 new jobs. Trade, transportation, and utilities was next with 900 new jobs, followed by the professional and business services sector with 600 new jobs. The manufacturing sector and leisure and hospitality sector each added 500 jobs over the year. The other services sector saw 400 new jobs. The financial activities center sector and private education and health services sector each added 300 jobs during the year. Statewide, the unemployment rate rose to 4.1%, but the state reported records in both civilian labor force and number of employed. For the first time in state history, the seasonal adjusted civilian labor force crossed the 15 million threshold, rising by 49,000 in May. The number of employed also set a record high of 14.4 million. Texas added 51,000 positions, more than any other state. For 27 consecutive months of growth, Texas has added 529,800 jobs since May 2022. While Midland reported the lowest unemployment, the highest was seen in Beaumont, Port Arthur at 6.3%. Midland unemployment, January 2023, 2.7%, January 2022, 3.9%, February 2023, 3.0%, February 2022, 3.6%, March 2023, 2.6%, March 2022, 3.1%, April 2023, 2.3%, April 2022, 2.8%, May 2023, 2.6%, May 2022, 2.8%. Preliminary numbers for May with April numbers in parentheses. Midland, 2.6, 2.3, April, 3.2, 2.8, College Station Bryan, 3.2, 2.9, Lubbock, 3.4, 3.0, Odessa, 3.4, 3.1, Abilene, 3.5, 3.1, Austin Round Rock, 3.5, 3.1, San Angelo, 3.6, 3.2, Waco, 3.7, 3.5, Dallas Plano Irving, 3.8, 3.4, Fort Worth Arlington, 3.8, 3.4, San Antonio New Braunfels, 3.8, 3.4, Texarkana, 3.8, 3.6, Tyler, 3.8, 3.4, Sherman Denison, 3.9, 3.5, Wichita Falls, 3.9, 3.5, Victoria, 4.2, 3.8, Laredo, 4.3, 3.8, Longview, 4.3, 3.8, Houston, The Woodlands, Sugarland, 4.4, 3.9, Corpus Christi, 4.5, 4.2, El Paso, 4.5, 4.1, Killeen, Temple, 4.6, 4.1, Brownsville, Harlingen, 5.7, 5.2, McAllen, Edinburgh, Mission, 6.2, 5.6, Beaumont, Port Arthur, 6.3, 5.6, Source, Texas Workforce Commission. Death Notices, Charlotte Clemens. Charlotte Clemens, 75, of Andrews, passed away June 12, 2023. The family will receive guests from 5 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Friday, June 23, 2023, at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home. Funeral service will be held at 2 o'clock p.m. Saturday, June 24, 2023, at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home Chapel, with interment following at Rest Haven Memorial Park. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Renee Laura. Renee Laura, age 59, of Midland, Texas, passed away June 14, 2023. Visitation will be held Monday, June 19, 2023, at Avalos Sanchez and Thomas Funeral Home Chapel, 1502 North La Mesa Road, Midland, Texas, from 11 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. A memorial service will be held at a later date. Funeral arrangements are under the care and direction of Avalos Sanchez and Thomas Funeral Home. Online condolences can be made at asanchezTFH.com. Sally Garcia. Sally Garcia, age 87, of Midland, Texas, passed away June 12, 2023. A visitation will be held from 10 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, June 17, 2023. And Sunday, June 18, 2023, from 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. at Avalos Sanchez and Thomas Funeral Home Chapel, 1502 North La Mesa Road, with a rosary starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Funeral Mass will be held Monday, June 19, 2023, at 10 o'clock a.m. at Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish and Shrine, 1401 Garden Lane. Interment will follow at Serenity Memorial Garden Cemetery, 6800 SH349. Funeral arrangements are under the care and direction of Avalos Sanchez and Thomas Funeral Home. Online condolences can be made at asanchezTFH.com. Obituaries. Amanda Alvarez. Amanda Alvarez, 52, passed away Tuesday, June 13, 2023, surrounded by three of her daughters and one of her close friends. Amanda was born on November 5, 1970, in San Angelo, Texas, to Robert and Aurelia Velasquez. She was preceded in death by her husband, Santiago Jimmy Alvarez. She is survived by her parents, her four daughters, Jessica Alvarez, Andy, Olivia Hinosa, Justin, and Alicia Alvarez, Isaac, and Alex Romero, Gabriel. Her three grandsons, Christian Hernandez, Isaiah Hernandez, and Noah Romero. Her three granddaughters, Jocelyn Hernandez, Belen Hernandez, and Evelyn Romero. Her sister, Adela Estrada, Billy. Her brother, Robert Velasquez, and several aunts, uncles, and cousins. Paul Bears will be A.J. Rios, Josh Rios, Ricky Rios, R.J. Bailey, Tony DeLuna, and Fernando Garcia. Viewing will be held on June 20th, 2023 at 1 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. at Heavenly Gate Funeral Home. The funeral service is set for June 21st, 2023 at 10 o'clock a.m. at Elevate Church, 200 Baldwin Street. And burial will follow at Serenity Memorial Garden Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, please donate in her name to any charity that fights cancer or supports those with cancer. Funeral service is under the direction of Heavenly Gate Funeral Home and Chapel. Family messages and condolences may be emailed to pipkin@nts-online.net, or you can visit our website at llewellyngarciapipkinfh.com. Anita Kathleen Brummett. Anita Kathleen Kathy Brummett, 58, of Midland, Texas, passed away on June 12, 2023, after a short illness. She was born on March 28, 1965, in Amarillo, Texas, to W.R. Chick and Loretta Donovan. Kathy was preceded in death by her parents, Chick and Loretta Donovan, her brothers Roger Dale Donovan, Richard Lawrence Donovan, and Danny Donovan. Kathy is survived by her husband, Kenny Brummett, son, Kyle Brummett, brother, Bill Donovan, wife, Pam, numerous nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and cousins. In lieu of flowers, please send donations to Midland Citizen Police Academy Alumni Association, attention Lorenzo Dominguez, 601 North Lorraine, Midland, Texas, 79701. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Jeffrey Douglas Jarrett. Jeffrey Douglas Jarrett, 75, of Midland, Texas, passed away on June 3, 2023. Jeff was born on December 2, 1947, the oldest of three children born to David Hillis Jarrett and Bertha Marie Sansom Jarrett in Lubbock, Texas. Jeff is preceded in death by his parents, Bertha and David Jarrett, and his sister, Janine. He is survived by his wife, Renee of Midland, Texas, three sons, Joel and wife, Lori of Klein, Texas, Jonathan and wife, Marissa of Plano, Texas, and Taylor Lawrence of Little, Texas. Three grandchildren, Jackson, Sarah Beth, and Henry, and his brother, John, and wife, Robin of Durant, Oklahoma, as well as other extended family and many friends. An intimate celebration of Jeff's life for family and close friends will be held at the Meadow Park Clubhouse, 4800 Spring Meadow Lane, Midland, Texas, 79705, on Saturday, June 24th, 2023, at 4 p.m. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations be made to the Midland College Aviation Maintenance Program, 3600 North Garfield Street, Midland, Texas, 79705, the Alzheimer's Association, or the charity of your choice. Nestor Hernandez. Nestor Hernandez of Stanton passed away peacefully in his sleep on June 15, 2023, after battling extended illness. He was 76 years old and was surrounded by family at the time of his death. Viewing will take place from 8 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. on Monday, June 19, 2023, at Gilbreth Funeral Home. A rosary is scheduled for 6 o'clock p.m. Monday, June 19th at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Stanton. Services will be 10 o'clock a.m. Tuesday, June 20th, 2023, at St. Joseph Catholic Church, with interment immediately following at St. Joseph Cemetery. Nestor was born February 13, 1947, in Weslaco, Texas, to Eustacio and Agnes Hernandez. Nestor is survived by his wife, Connie Hernandez, his son, David Hernandez, and wife, Mona, his grandchildren, Tori Benson and husband, Matt, Jalen Hernandez and fiancée, Alyssa Anders, and Alyssa Hernandez, and his great-granddaughter, Ari Noel Benson. He is also survived by his brothers, Juan Hernandez and wife, Elena, Fernando Hernandez and wife, Orfa, and his sisters, Elva Rios and husband, Roy, and Estolia Arriaga and husband, Robert. He was preceded in death by his son, Carlos Hernandez, his parents, Eustacio and Agnes Hernandez, his brothers, Gregorio Hernandez, Geronimo Hernandez, and Rolando Hernandez. Pallbearers will be Jalen Hernandez, Trey Hinosa, Dante Ruiz, Chris Rangel, Anthony Rangel, Ramiro Ramirez, Alan Carby, and Gabriel Ruiz. Honorary pallbearers will be Lupe Hinosa, Fortino Pinones, Danny Fryer, Steve Garlington, Leroy Scoggins, Steve Cook, and Marcelino Chavez. Music will be provided by Norberto Arguello and Janie Valderrama. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be made to the National Kidney Foundation. Arrangements are under the direction of Gilbreth Funeral Home of Stanton. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Patsy Joan Hood Stockstill. Patsy Stockstill was born in Kanawha, Oklahoma, on October 18, 1937, and passed from this life on June 14, 2023. She was preceded in death by her husband, Roland Gerald Stockstill of Midland, Texas, and her daughter, Cynthia Renee Stockstill Miles of Goldthwaite, Texas. She was also preceded in death by her father, Arvel Richard Hood of Hurley, New Mexico, her mother, Willie Opal Holland Hood of Hurley, New Mexico, and her brother, Alan Ray Hood of Barksdale, Texas. She is survived by her daughter, Sherry Stockstill Creech, and husband, Terry of Midland, Texas, Dr. Randall Miles of Goldthwaite, Texas, grandchildren, Kristen Creech Moyer and her husband, Mike Moyer, and their children, Emma Rose and Preston, Caitlin Creech Allgood and her husband, Tucker Allgood, Russell Miles, Reagan Miles Moan, and her husband, Morgan Moan, Ricky Miles and his wife, Stephanie Miles, and their children, Emma and Zoe, Ryan Miles and his wife, Sarah Miles. Patsy is also survived by her siblings, Charles Hood, Sandy Pitts Hood, Ruth Hood Sears, and husband, Dr. Robert Sears, along with nieces and nephews. Please join us for a celebration of Patsy's life on Wednesday, June 21st. It takes place in the Branch Reception Center at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home. Viewing is from 5:30 to 6:15 p.m., followed by a dinner for all guests as we celebrate a life well lived. The family has asked that, in lieu of flowers, you donate to her favorite charities, Teen Challenge or KWO Ministries. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Biz Buzz. More to Desert Dreams Gymnastics than elite gymnasts. Desert Dreams Gymnastics, a gymnastics center that opened at 4303 East County Road 60 in April, doesn't just want to train great gymnasts, but also wants to mold the next generation of great people, mothers, and friends. Desert Dreams classes start at 6 weeks old. Young mothers and their children can come in, spend bonding time together working on motor development, and meet other parents in the same chapter of life. Once the young gymnasts reach 6 years old, they can begin to practice in Desert Dreams' main gym. Desert Dreams also sanctions a gymnastics team for young teenagers. The first competition is in Lubbock in September. After a few competitions around West Texas, Desert Dreams will travel to state competitions. Although Desert Dreams will compete at the statewide level, Deanna Ring, the gym's owner, said winning trophies and accolades is just, quote, icing on the cake, end quote. A competitive gymnast, as a child, Ring found refuge and happiness in the gym growing up. an environment that she hopes to create as Desert Dreams continues to grow. Quote, I want every kid that walks in our door, I want them to know they're loved, they're cared for, end quote, Ring said. Quote, I want them to know that they're safe here. I want them to know they can confide in us coaches if they need to, end quote. Desert Dreams is far from a, quote, win-at-all-costs, end quote, competition team. Ring remarked, quote, out here, it's a lot of winning, like they really want to win, and I want the kids to have fun and enjoy it, end quote. Sandra Benavides, a parent of a Desert Dreams competition team member, said her daughter has been involved with gymnastics for about 7 years, and the Desert Dreams coaching staff brings a lot to the table. Benavides said she has seen improvement in her daughter's skill level due to the personal one-on-one attention Ring and the Desert Dreams coaching staff provides. Benavides added that the new gym does well to create a positive and uplifting environment for the young athletes. What's up with Midland? The Blue Door, Boozy Bingo, Saturday, Dave Martinez, June 21st, Clueless Trivia, June 29th. Centennial Park, Movie in the Park, June 22nd, Music in the Park, June 30th. The Destination, Mike Donnell, Saturday, Friday Night Live, Gone by Nin 9, June 23rd. Case Harden, June 24th, Friday Night Live, The Day Trips, June 30th. Earth, Body and Soul, Walk In, Tara Reading, Monday, every Tuesday. Walk In, Reiki Energy Clearing, every Wednesday. Crystal Social Gathering, Monday. Self Live, Spell, Jar, Make, and Take Event, June 29th. Horseshoe, Dan Cruz Classics, Saturday. Rig Zone Career Fair, June 22nd. Midland Beer Garden, Juneteenth Drag Show, Saturday. Museum of the Southwest, Downtown Midland Farmers Market, every Saturday. Summer Sunday Lawn Concert Series, Sunday, June 25th. Sci Friday, Independence Day, June 30th. The Tailgate, Casey Donahue, Saturday. Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, Madagascar the Musical, Wednesday. Cinema Under the Stars, Top Gun, June 25th. A Ride with Backyard Midland. Helping Midland's Homeless Population. An Introduction to Backyard Midland and its mission helps break down walls. I've spent many Sundays melting in the desert heat, windblown dirt glued to my sweaty skin while I count down the seconds until my next shower. But the Sunday I spent with Carl Borowski in that same West Texas fever will stay with me forever. I slid open the white van door and joined community members Susan Acheson and Greg Noel on the bench-style seats while Jim Hughes and Borowski chauffeured. Peggy Smith, Borowski's aunt, and other volunteers followed in a forerunner as we pulled out of the gravel driveway and onto Cotton Flat Road. At this point, I really didn't know what to expect. I'd volunteered at my hometown soup kitchen and the Salvation Army, but I'd never gone searching for a city's homeless population before. And where were we even going? Hughes didn't have Siri directing him when to turn right or left, and I'd forgotten my water bottle, so things weren't feeling so good. Yet the second we pulled into the Southside Walmart parking lot, everything changed. Quote, is that Reyes? End quote. Noel calls from the back. Quote, yeah, that's him. End quote. While we all piled out of the van, a tall, slender man with long, dark hair and a full beard approached us, smiling from ear to ear. He wore a black fleece sweatshirt, jeans, and sneakers, while a gold ring engraved with a picture of Mary hugged his right pointer finger. Noel and Borowski shook his hand, Smith and other volunteers embraced him with open arms, and Acheson gave him $15 to get a short-sleeved t-shirt from inside the retail store. Hughes joined the congregation after grabbing the supplies from the back. A homemade cheeseburger, chips, Gatorade, water, a bag of snacks, and an around-the-neck cooling towel. I stood there, listening, as the group caught up with Reyes, talking about friends, family, and any other conversations you'd hear at a family barbecue. After other Midlanders experiencing homelessness saw the van, they came from their respective campout areas to grab a to-go box and other necessities before parting ways. When we said goodbye to Reyes, he showcased his angelic manners Borowski used when describing him by praying with some of the group members, thanking God, quote, for this blessing, end quote, and asking him to, quote, watch over us as we continued on our route, end quote. If I'm being completely honest, I experienced an array of emotions on the way to our next destination. Shock, melancholy, a little bit of content, and quite a bit of guilty. Why? The last one-on-one experiences I'd had with people suffering from homelessness resulted in 4 years of defending myself and my belongings while walking back and forth from the UT Austin campus to my apartment. I'd built a hard shell that needed breaking, and 30 minutes into my excursion with Backyard Midland, the walls came tumbling down. I spent the next 4 hours with Borowski and the rest of the volunteers, driving around town, giving time, compassion, and help to the Tall City homeless population. Borowski told stories in between stops of the people he'd met during the nonprofit's 7-year tenure, who he'd seen sadly pass and who's recently joined the struggle. By the time I got back to my car, I'd met about 20 homeless West Texans and heard enough truths to know that Midlanders not facing homelessness already own the resources needed to solve the city's unsheltered crisis. We just have to figure out how to use them. Over the next few weeks, the Reporter-Telegram will publish a series of articles focused on homelessness in Midland. Topics will focus on Carl Borowski, the Backyard Midland Mission, the people who make up the homeless population, and ways to help.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Saturday, June 17th, 2023. Section A. What's up with Midland? At the Blue Door, Boozy Bingo, Saturday. Dave Martinez, June 21st. Clueless Trivia, June 29th. At Centennial Park, Movie in the Park, June 22nd. Music in the Park, June 30th. At the Destination, Mike Donnell, Saturday. Friday Night Live, Gone by 9, June 23rd. Case Harden, June 24th. Friday Night Live, The Day Trips, June 30th. At Earth, Body and Soul. Walk-in tarot reading, Monday, every Tuesday. Walk-in Reiki energy clearing, every Wednesday. Crystal Social Gathering, Monday. Self-Live Spell Jar Make and Take Event, June 29th. At the Horseshoe, Dan Cruz Classics, Saturday. Rig Zone Career Fair, June 22nd. At Midland Beer Garden, Juneteenth Drag Show, Saturday. At the Museum of the Southwest, Downtown Midland Farmers Market, every Saturday. Summer Sunday Lawn Concert Series, Sunday, June 25th. Sci Friday, Independence Day, June 30th. At the Tailgate, Casey Donahue, Saturday. At the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, Madagascar the Musical, Wednesday. Cinema Under the Stars, Top Gun, June 25th. Community Roundup. 2023 Fly Into Fall at Midland Air Park. Fly Into Fall will take place August 26th at Air Park in North Midland. The event is scheduled from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and officials estimated the attendance last year at 800. Fly Into Fall is a free educational and interactive aviation experience for all ages, according to a news release. Officials' hope is to once again have static and hands-on aircraft displays, CAF aircraft, classic cars, discovery flights, an ANP station, simulation experiences, and so much more. Those wishing to sponsor the event can email jruff@midlandtexas.gov. Trash pickup next week. trash pickup will be impacted by the Juneteenth holiday. Monday's regular trash pickup will take place Tuesday, and Tuesday's regular trash pickup will happen Wednesday. There is no change to trash pickup regularly scheduled for Thursday and Friday. Juneteenth celebration. Juneteenth breaking barriers will continue Saturday and Sunday. Events include Saturday, parade to Washington Park, 10 a.m. Opening ceremony at Washington Park, noon. Midland NAACP Black Business Expo, noon to 5 p.m. at the Carver School Old Gym, 1300 East Wall. Kids Corner, 12:30 to 2 p.m. at the Pavilion. Mental Health Matters, 2 to 4 p.m. at the White House, 1702 East Wall. Pool Party, 2 to 6 p.m. Washington Aquatic Center. Step Showcase, 5:30 p.m. Kids Zone, 7:30 to 9 p.m. Live Zydeco Music and JB and the Zydeco Posse, 9 to 11 p.m. Sunday, Music on the Park, noon, Washington Park. Sister to Sister Brunch and Day Party, 1:30 to 6 p.m. at Bush Convention Center. Gospel Night, 7:15 p.m. Schokmobile. Kids Zone, 7:30 to 9 p.m. Community Calendar. Carver Junior Senior High School Reunion through Sunday. Senior Life Midland Fan Drive, June 17th at Lowe's. The Beach Boys at the Education Foundation, ECISD, Annual Concert, July 27th at Ector County Coliseum. Fly into Fall at Air Park, August 26th. Upcoming meetings, Planning and Zoning Commission, Training Workshop, 3 p.m. Tuesday, at the Council Chamber, City Hall, 300 North Lorraine. Planning and Zoning Commission, regular meeting, 3:30 p.m. Tuesday, at the Council Chamber, City Hall, 300 North Lorraine. Midland College, 4 p.m. Tuesday, in the Gibson Boardroom. Midland ISD Bond Committee. Following is a list of Bond Planning Committee meetings which are open to the public. All meetings are scheduled to begin at 6 p.m., and future meeting dates are as follows. June 20th at Legacy High School. MISD's Bond Planning Committee website will be updated with more information as the process continues. You can find it at midlandisd.net/bond. 2023 Star Spangled Salute, presented by Pioneer Natural Resources. Tuesday, July 4th. Downtown Midland, free admission. Fireworks, live music, children's parade, family fun zone, food and local vendors, beer garden. On the net, www.4thinmidland.com. Saturday, July 1st, Freedom Fest at the beach, band shell. Commentary. Happy Father's Day to Brian Murray and all other dads, by Stuart Doreen. I have always liked Brian Murray. I thought this week he got a raw deal, having to exit the board because of a nepotism law. His sons are wanting to teach and coach at Legacy High School. Their hiring is hardly the practice of a person with power or influence of favoring relatives, friends, or associates, especially by giving them jobs. Certainly, it doesn't measure up to a board member's spouse being hired or promoted inside the central administration building. But the law is not always kind to all, and sometimes it is not fair. When it comes to education governance, Midland ISD knows that too well. But Murray did what he had to do when he resigned his seat. The law required it. Being a father, looking out for his children, there also was no other option. His kids want to be coaches. A coach at a Class 6A program offered jobs to both of his boys. Those opportunities aren't a dime a dozen for relative newbies in the coaching world. There are coaches across the state busting their humps at junior high schools across the land wanting that opportunity. We aren't going to get too deep into the politics of the impact of this little known rule about school board governance. That will evolve of its own accord. No, this is Father's Day weekend. We are keeping it short and sweet. Here's a salute to Murray and countless other fathers across our community who sacrificed for the betterment of their children. Sacrifice happens more than our children care to admit, but that's okay. No one is asking for a medal or a front page story. Steak will be sufficient, and while you are at it, hand over control of the remote. As for the Murray boys, it is like board member Brandon Hodges said, they witnessed on Thursday a very public sacrifice from a man who put family first. My guess is it isn't the first time. So they should also get the likable Mr. Murray his slippers while they are at it. By Stuart Doreen, editor.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, June 15th. EIA says Permian sets natural gas production record. Energy Information Administration says record is for gas produced in 2022. The story was written by Mellon McEwen. Long a powerhouse both nationally and globally in crude oil production, the Permian Basin has also become a powerhouse natural gas producer. The Energy Information Administration said this week gross natural gas production in the Permian reached a record high of 21 billion cubic feet per day in 2022, 14% above the 2021 average. The federal agency added in its drilling productivity report that Permian natural gas production continued to grow in the first 4 months of this year, up 60 million cubic feet per day in June over June 2022 levels. The increase comes as Permian operators increase their crude oil production with a corresponding rise in the natural gas associated with that crude. Quote, with energy demand at home and abroad at an all-time high, this milestone is a testament to the commitment of Texas producers to provide affordable and reliable energy to consumers across the globe, Ed Longenacker, president of the Texas Independent Producers and Royalty Owners Association, told a reported telegram by email. He noted that the Permian Basin accounts for more natural gas, 24% of total U.S. natural gas production, as the second largest natural gas producing basin in the U.S. after the Appalachian Basin. According to the EIA, midstream pipeline companies have increased their takeaway capacity as Permian natural gas production increases, announcing an additional 4.2 BCF per day of new pipeline capacity to come online by the end of 2024. Those projects include Whistler Pipeline. Capacity expansion. The Whistler Pipeline is expanding compression by installing three new compressor stations on the pipeline, increasing capacity by 500 million cubic feet, or MMCF per day, to 2.5 BCF per day. The project is expected to enter service in September 2023. Permian Highway Pipeline Expansion. The Permian Highway Pipeline is expanding compression, increasing capacity by 550 MMCF per day to 2.65 BCF per day. The project is expected to enter service in November 2023. Gulf Coast Express. This is expanding compression, increasing capacity by 600 MMCF per day to 2.65 BCF per day by December 2023. Matterhorn Express Pipeline is adding 2.5 BCF per day of takeaway capacity by the fourth quarter of 2024. The 490-mile-long pipeline will transport natural gas from the Waha hub to Katy. Quote, as a leading energy provider, Texas has also promoted further investments in infrastructure and related projects that support natural gas development, Longenecker wrote. For example, he wrote, quote, the Matterhorn will provide additional opportunity for the state to capitalize on its liquefied natural gas exports, end quote. These investments, he concluded, quote, will allow Texans to deliver on what they've always done, being a global leader in natural gas production, driving further economic prosperity across Texas and energy security across the nation, end quote. Merkitt steps down as county GOP chairman. The story was written by Stuart Doreen. Sherry Merkitt has stepped down as chairman of the Midland County Republican Party. Merkitt told the Reporter Telegram that after much prayer and reflection, she decided it was time to focus on her family. Quote, it has been a tremendous honor to serve as chairman of the Midland County Republican Party and work with so many dedicated conservatives to help strengthen our county and the great state of Texas over the last 6 years, Merkitt wrote. Continuing the quote, we accomplished much during that time, hosting President Trump, Governor Abbott, Senator Cornyn, and Senator Cruz, as well as many more elected officials. We also were a part in helping elect our new Congressman, August Pfluger, as well as Midland's own State Senator, Kevin Sparks, and we have remained a stronghold for our West Texas values, end quote. Merkitt wrote that the county's Republican Executive Committee elected longtime precinct chair Leonard Dumeyer to fulfill the remaining term. Quote, I am excited to work alongside him, Merkitt wrote. I wanted to give the new chair time to gain valuable knowledge and necessary training before we come into an extremely busy election season, end quote. Merkitt is the daughter of another former Midland County Republican chair, Sue Brannan. James Beecham served between Brannan and Merkitt from 2010 to 2017. CrossFit Gym moves to Summit Center. The story was written by Ben Schaffer. Renewed Strength CrossFit, a Midland CrossFit gym owned by Levi and Rebecca Kirk, is moving from 709 Technology Circle to the new Summit Center on Mockingbird Lane. Lisa Hoag, a CrossFitter and Renewed Strength's media manager, said the move to North Midland will allow Renewed Strength to grow its community, make new friends, and help Midlanders better their lives through physical fitness. CrossFit training, defined by CrossFit's website, is a constantly varied, high-intensity functional movement. Quote, there are many characteristics of functional movements that CrossFit athletes and trainers can use to discern functional from non-functional movements. For example, we say functional movements are natural, meaning they are not movement patterns used only at the gym. Rather, these movements are found everywhere in human behavior and arise spontaneously as a response to life. For example, getting up out of a chair requires an air squat, picking up groceries from the floor, a deadlift, getting a 5-gallon water jug onto a table, a clean, placing items on a high shelf, a shoulder press, CrossFit's website states. Hoag, who started CrossFit training in January 2020, admitted it can be intimidating to get involved with, but the diverse community, friendships, and physical benefits are well worth it. When she began CrossFit training, Hoag had recently had a child and didn't know anyone in Midland. Quote, "Since then, I found just about the most incredible community on earth," she said. For some, CrossFit can be a fun and active way to improve fitness levels, but for Jason Hoag, Lisa's husband, it may have been life-saving. In July 2020, Jason Hoag contracted COVID-19. He spent 24 days in Midland Memorial Hospital dealing with complications from the virus, and things began to look very bleak. Quote, "He was basically written off that he was going to die," Lisa said, "and he miraculously, through God's intervention obviously, but also they, the doctors, said CrossFit absolutely gave his body the conditioning to live. CrossFit gave me community, my health, and my husband's life," end quote. Lisa said Levi and Rebecca Kirk, the owners of Renewed Strength, have an abundance of passion for other people's fitness. Quote, "They just are on an unending quest to influence as many people as they can through fitness and community. They love getting people together under the banner of fitness, and one of the things I always love is they call us a family. So we're not a gym, we're a family," Hoag said. CrossFitters of all experience levels are welcome at Renewed Strength. The gym will soon move from a 6,000-square-foot gym to a 16,000-square-foot facility when they move to the Summit Center soon. With the additional space, Renewed Strength owners decided to expand their services. Quote, "We will be under the umbrella of Renewed Strength Fitness, so under that umbrella, there will be Renewed Strength Cycle, Renewed Strength HIIT, High Intensity Interval Training, Renewed Strength Climb, Renewed Strength CrossFit," Hoag said. La Patrona Taqueria sweeps foodies off their feet. The story was written by Morgan Taylor Thomas. During the pandemic, Cindy Beltran's parents sold their house and restaurant in Oklahoma and traveled southwest to Midland. Wanting to be closer to her family, Cindy grabbed her husband Antonio, sold their North Carolina house, and joined the Desert Crew. With restaurant roots and a lifetime of family recipes at their fingertips, Antonio, Cindy, and her mother, Rosa Rambila, started cooking for the food truck owners around town, delivering meals, making connections, getting tips, and letting their skills be known. Quote, "I was told that there's a lot of opportunity in Midland, so we decided, hey, let's go ahead and make a business out of it," Cindy said. In April 2022, La Patrona Taqueria opened as a mobile food truck. The 3-person team works tirelessly every week with private events, concerts at venues such as The Destination and The Tailgate, food truck gatherings, and, of course, at the truck's Best Buy parking lot location, quickly becoming a Tall City favorite. Typical hours run 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., but location and schedule changes can be found at facebook.com/ La Patrona Taqueria LLC. Hot Bites. There's no shortage of options at La Patrona. Guests get to choose from 13 deliciously handcrafted plate and a la carte picks piled high with fresh vegetables, meats, and other ingredients bought nearly every other day. Plates, which come with rice and beans, include the birria quesataco plate, birria plate, carne asada plate, taco plate, and a pollo asada plate. The kids' menu includes a taco plate and a quesadilla plate. A la carte meals are made up of the breakfast burrito, regular burrito, torta, six tacos, quesadilla, mulitas, sopes, and birria quesatacos. Although all of the menu items come with meat in the description, the protein can either be switched, asada, pollo, birria, carne molida, or removed completely for a vegetarian option. Personally, I recommend the vegetarian quesadillas, filled thick with bell peppers, corn, onions, and more. The La Patrona team recommends any birria option or the tacos, both of which they take great pride in creating. Furthermore, Cindy said any other accommodations can be made and requests can be made. For extra sides, grab a 16-ounce esquite, corn in a cup, topped with cheese, lime, and other spices. For dessert, churros and flan make the bill. Taco Tuesday runs as a weekly special, while 10% off for first responders, military, and hospital workers runs daily. Other deals can be found throughout the week via Facebook. Cold Sips. Beyond classic canned soft drinks and bottled jarritos, La Patrona Taqueria makes fresh horchata, a rice-based beverage with milk, vanilla, and cinnamon, and agua de Jamaica, or hibiscus water, daily. By boiling the hibiscus flowers, La Patrona creates a fragrant and refreshing sip, sure to be loved by all ages. Overall vibes. Beyond delicious food, the family-oriented atmosphere found at La Patrona Taqueria separates them from the rest of the pack. Proud of their Mexican heritage, the iconic red, white, and green stripes found on the country's flag can also be found on the four-wheeled food hall in more places than one. Since Cindy learned the recipes from her mother, who learned them from her mother, the chef wanted to honor her matriarchal bloodline by making Rosa the face of the company's logo. Additionally, it's just Cindy, Rosa, and Antonio running the show. Without outside help, the family challenges themselves by working together, yet stay humble and appreciative of each other's individual talents and how far they've come as a group. Food trucks like La Patrona Taqueria showcase the large Hispanic culture found throughout Midland by educating community members through taste bud craving creations and reminding others of home. People like Cindy, Antonio, and Rosa keep the 4-3-2 growing, and without them, we'd be left with chains focused more on profit instead of the people they serve. Here are some obituaries that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, June 15th. Ashley Bryant Lopez, age 40, of Stanton, passed away Monday, June 12th, in Odessa. Services will be Thursday, June 15th at 2 p.m. at the branch beside Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory. A private family viewing will be prior to the service. Ashley was born May 7th, 1983, to Joe and Tina Bryand. She is the eldest of three children. She worked for TxDOT for 9 years and made many friends she considered family. Ashley is survived by her husband, Anthony, and two sons, Nathan and Brayson of Stanton. Sister, Amy Jo Bryant, and her two sons, Carter and Jackson of Stanton. Brother, Joe Bryant Jr., and wife Sabrina, and their daughter, Brinley, of Hobbs, New Mexico. She is preceded in death by her father, Joe Bryant, and mother, Tina Bryant, both paternal grandparents, as well as her maternal grandmother. The family would like to express their gratitude to her TxDOT family, the first responders, family, friends, and everyone who has called, visited, and checked on her husband, sister, brother, and the kids through this difficult time. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Carly Nelson, age 93, was born November 23, 1929, in Reagan, Texas. He passed away on June 7th. Carly was the third of 11 children born to David Nelson and Etta Hall Nelson. As a young man, he met and married his love, Mary Carter, in 1949. To this union, they added Carl, Ray, Jimmy, and Joyce, also known as Tina. Carly and Mary enjoyed 64 wonderful years of marriage before her demise in 2013. The happy couple moved to Midland in 1950, where he worked at Core Laboratories as a lab tech for 35 years. Brother Nelson was a deacon at church, and he and his wife were faithful members of Wayside COGIC under the pastorage of Superintendent K. Weatherspoon, where they were instrumental in several church projects. Preceding him in death are his parents, David and Etta Nelson, his wife, Mary Nelson, son, Carl Nelson, his wife, Lily, and their daughter, Pisces, brothers, Troy Nelson and Thomas Nelson, and sisters, Obley Monroe and Annie Wright. Carly was survived by his brother, Roy Nelson, sisters, Mabel Smith, Julia Swain, Dorothy Ellis, Emma Threat, and Irma Morrow. He was lovingly cared for by his children, Ray, Jimmy, Joyce Nolly, and several grandchildren. Viewing will be held on Friday, June 16th, at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Services will be held Saturday, June 17th, at 10 a.m. at Faith Temple Church. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Darrell Juan Loud, Jr. passed away in Midland on Saturday, June 10th. Darrell was born on March 29, 1986 in Bedford, Texas. A celebration of life service will be held at La Mesa Road Church of Christ, Saturday, June 17th, at 11 a.m., with Melvin Williams officiating. Arrangements are under the direction of Jackie Warren Funeral Home. Darrell is survived by his parents, Darrell and Ruth Loud, one sister, Latoya Loud, his nephew, Jeremiah Loud, his grandparents, Arthur and Artelia Williams, as well as several uncles and aunts. Elizabeth F. Ann Franklin passed away on Wednesday, June 7th. The family will receive guests from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Friday, June 16th, at the branch at NPW. A funeral service will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, June 17th, at the branch at NPW. Anne Franklin was born to Dorothy Flowers in Brazos County in Bryan, Texas, on May 4, 1957. She is survived by her husband, Leroy Franklin III, daughter, Audrea Renee Eden, and Natasha Rochelle Briggs, son, Andre Dwayne Franklin, as well as several grandchildren. Four brothers, Kenneth, Woody, Charles, Billy Flowers, two sisters, Kay Flowers, and Vernetta Irving. She is preceded in death by her mother, Dorothy Conley, and her brothers, Alfonso Flores and Johnny Dwayne Flowers. She worked in the MISD kitchen for 10 years and also worked for Harrigan's Restaurant in Midland, and then went to Snyder and worked at Rita's Cake Shop and Texas Barbecue. She returned to Midland and worked for First Baptist Church for over 20 years until her retirement. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwatch.com.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.